Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Filley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Stevenson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Gabrion. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pete Gabrion. And now, play ball. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Stevenson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stevenson. Metkovich goes all the way around to score. Boudreau moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson bunts towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to third. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is walked intentionally. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peck moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich bunts towards the mound. Gabrielle fields it and throws to first for the out. Peck moves to third. Keltner moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Peck scores. Keltner moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-0, Indians. Earl Harris now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0 Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 1 in the game. Seary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seary. The throw from Stevenson and he is out, Wallace applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. Walesa hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Philly. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seary strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground for an out. Hegan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-2 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peck hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Metkovich goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling pinch hits for Earl Harris. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-2 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Papish now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Walesa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seary takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-3 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck, who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Philly scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Kennedy moves to second. Joe Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Kennedy moves to third. Baker moves to second. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Frank Papish. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Thornton Lee now pitching. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau is walked intentionally. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 3 in the game. Walesa hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 4 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.